Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Very professional.
When have we ever been
very professional?
We're very professional.
Can you hear me?
What?
Maybe it's my headphones.
You messed me up. Welcome back, Utah fans. We're back.
Start over.
It's been a while. Good to be back. We haven't been doing this for a while.
Yeah,
we missed
been a
you
while.
All. Welcome to the Utah Football Fans Podcast. My name is Bryn, here with James and Gary. We are glad to be back. We took a little time off. Long January, a very, very long January, but we're back. Thank you to Thomas Orthodontics, our sponsor. Look him up at thomasortho.com. And please hit the super thanks button on our YouTube if you want to contribute to the show. Like, subscribe, share with your friends. Come on, tell all your Utah friends. If they're not listening, what are they doing?
Yeah, come on, Ute fans.
Come on, Utah fans. All right, we're going to start off tonight. I have a surprise.
Oh,
here's a surprise?
It's a shout out to my husband because he got me a Valentine's gift. Ready?
Oh.
Drum roll.
How does it benefit me?
Just you wait.
Oh, shit.
If you're not watching YouTube, you better get on YouTube and see. Shout out to my husband because
it's a Valentine's rose.
It's the most beautiful bouquet of roses I've ever seen.
Okay.
It is the candy
Jesse.
Apple.
Jesse, my man.
The candy apple rose bowl helmet.
That is beautiful.
My mini helmet hasn't even come.
I know.
What the heck?
Okay.
Hey, my jaw hit the floor when you brought that
nice
in today.
Looking.
It is gorgeous.
Did you know about this?
Just barely.
He saw it when I came. We wanted to shock you, though.
Well,
get your,
mission
get
accomplished.
Get your reaction.
Because I
don't know if it'll fit on the table.
It's a little big right there right at the moment. We'll figure
something. What are you talking about? We don't need to see Bryn. Look, no one's here to see Bryn. Look at that thing.
I know. You just want to stare at it. It's so
pretty. Oh, my
pretty.
Gosh.
Why am I?
It's so pretty. I know. Just, it's beautiful. So
Damn it, I wanted to win that game so hard.
All right, I
know we can't
go
backwards.
I've put that to bed. Let's move forward.
We can't go backwards. We got to move forward. All right, so there you go. It's lovely. You got to look at YouTube to see.
Is it in our way?
No.
Who cares? Look at it.
It's fine. No one needs to see my face.
Amen.
Who's moving the?
It's me.
Table.
I'm very excited over here.
I got to get a new. Hey, producer,
get a new table.
Right, we need a new stabilizing.
Some petty cash and get us a new stable table.
Stable.
Hashtag steady table.
Stable.
Stable.
No, stable table. Oh, stable table. My gosh. Okay, reel it back in. All right. Super Bowl.
Yeah, we got to talk Super Bowl first.
We have to talk the Super Bowl.
Because everybody was interested in that.
Didn't I see it was like one of the most highest?
One of the most highest?
One of the most high. What am I trying to say?
One of the highest rated?
Yes.
I don't know. I didn't see the numbers. I'm sure. It was a good game.
It was a good game. You know, one of the Eagles. Covey, though.
Yeah, that was a
good game.
Oh, he was this close to breaking that one. But the fact that he even got to play in the Super Bowl
is just
unbelievable.
From he wasn't drafted. People, if you don't know that, he was undrafted. Undrafted, goes to the Eagles, makes a splash. All of a sudden, he's catching punts in the Super Bowl and making an impact. It's pretty dang cool. Doesn't surprise anybody. I mean, the guy's incredible.
Yeah.
But it's cool.
Okay, but did...
All right, go ahead.
Let's get into
your rant. Go right ahead.
Look, you want to rant first or you want me
to
rant
first? I'm not an Eagles fan. I wanted the Eagles because as a Raiders fan, I hate the Chiefs. Let's just be full disclosure. There might be a little bias in my opinion.
Oh, just a little.
In my analysis, but I try to be fair about it.
Do you?
It was...
No.
It was a good game right up until... The ref called a bogus holding call. Not what, you know, not one holding call.
The entire the whole game.
Uh-huh. Until that play where he went like this and the ball was 15 feet over the guy's head, wasn't going to catch it. So now they run the clock down. He sent you, what, 8 seconds, something like that, kick the field goal. It's over. How about staying out of it? I'm so sick of the refs, man. I can't watch this stuff. It's like the Chiefs get all the freaking calls.
Yeah.
You can't, I mean, come on. Everyone watch that play. You cannot make that call. They had stopped them, kept them to three. I'm not saying that the Eagles would have won.
Right.
But they had, what, a minute 40?
Yeah, and it here's my issue. It robbed. You're right. It was a great game.
Yeah.
It was entertaining. It was back and forth. Eagles go down, tie it up. Mm-hmm. It robbed us of a great ending. What happens? Who knows? They tie it, goes to overtime. They win. The Chiefs stop. Who knows? But it robbed us of the opportunity to see a great game. And my issue is everyone's always saying, okay, if it's a penalty, you got to call it. Okay. Here's the problem. They weren't calling it. Mm-hmm. Okay. There were other examples throughout the game. There was more flagrant ones. There wasn't a single hold the entire game, as you said, until that play. Let it play out, officials.
I mean, come on.
And the other problem that really bugs me is if you've played sports, you know you test the officials throughout the game. You see how are the officials calling the game. Okay. So you tug a jersey early on. They didn't call it. Oh, I can get away with that. Okay. I played hockey. You'll cross-check a guy and see what the refs do. If the ref will come up to you and say, do it again, it's a penalty. Okay, I'm not going to do it again. But then you know later on in the game, in the third period, I can give this guy a cross-check in the corner. He's not going to call it because he didn't call it in the first period. Well, in this example, that went on the entire game. The most critical play of the game, flag, gift, kick a field. It was a gift. It was a gift to the Chiefs as they got all freaking postseason.
It's disgusting.
And it pisses me off because I'm looking at going, there's a minute 40 left.
Yeah.
They're going to be down by three. This is going to be
no
great.
No timeouts. We're going to see what goes.
And look, if the Chiefs win, I'm going to be bummed, but at least they won it on merit, not here you go, Mahomes.
The only people who are defending it are Chiefs fans. I mean, I'm just saying that 100% Chiefs fans. You're all saying, no, it was holding. Okay, yeah, and the Eagles player came out and said, yeah, I tugged the jersey.
Of course he was.
But it's exactly what you said. It wasn't being called the entire game. And I agree with you. I think the Chiefs probably would have won regardless. And
hey,
I,
who knows?
But you never know. And I would have been okay with that. But for it to end that way and to not let the Eagles have a shot at, I mean, garbage.
Okay.
And it sucks because it was such a good game.
It was a great game.
Yeah, it was a good game.
Mahomes
MVP.
No.
Of course.
What a load of crap.
But who
didn't play great? Here's the MVP, Andy Reid. There's your MVP.
Here's the MVP. The entire offensive line.
Yeah.
Not one sack. From, I think I heard all the Eagles' front defensive line had like 78, something like that,
sacks
in the season. Uh-huh. Not one in this game.
Yeah.
Not one. So for me, it's the offensive line.
Yeah,
they couldn't get to him. And then it was the scheming. So Patrick Mahomes, and if you watch the game, they're all quick throws.
MVP.
He threw for 180 yards. He had three touchdowns. Fine. He had one good throw to Kelsey in the end zone. The other two, there wasn't anybody on those
Brent
two guys.
Could have thrown those.
Within 20 yards. It was the scheme, dude.
Yep.
Jinx.
Yeah, well, when it's that obvious.
He wasn't the MVP. He played a good game, not the MVP game.
He played an
game.
Average game. He played a game that.
Yeah, this is the truth being told here.
Any NFL quarterback. Look, I'm so sick of him.
Kelsey can catch anything, too. Like, anybody can throw anything at him, he's going to catch it.
People are going to get upset about this take, but I'm going to take it.
Ooh.
Patrick Mahomes is an incredibly overrated quarterback, in my opinion. People are ready to crown him. I'm sick of it.
God.
He is the next Tom Brady. It's Andy Reid.
It's absolutely Andy Reid.
Reid is the mastermind behind this. You can't convince me that you could take 30 other quarterbacks in the NFL right now, plug them into that game yesterday, and it's the exact same outcome offensively. You can't convince me of that. Travis Kelce's running around wide open.
Why didn't they cover the guy? Would someone like to see? Okay, the jackass of the week award is the freaking Eagles D coordinator or defense for not covering anybody.
Lost. And so I'm sitting here going,
couldn't do anything.
Yeah, he's talented, but so is it's the scheme. It's the coordinator. It's Andy Reid's the genius. When you have such a good scheme that your guy is so open that there's no one within 45 yards of him twice
for touchdowns.
Don't tell me that's Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes is
he's a gimmick.
Gall, would you two get an opinion, please?
Overrated.
I mean,
he's
geez.
Overrated.
We're giving
overrated.
You the truth. Can you handle it?
Yeah, it is the offensive line, by the way. You're right.
Absolutely,
it should have gone offensive line. And then look, Hurts outplayed Mahomes by a mile. I know he lost, but he was by far the best quarterback in that game.
Yards,
not even
and
close.
Three touchdowns rushing.
Yeah. Okay, what were you going to say?
Okay, what I was going to say.
Wow, take a breath over there.
And I know their people their minds are screaming at us, or will be screaming at us.
It's fine. I'm right
about Mahomes. I get it. They, you know, the second half, points, and he was the quarterback. Okay, fine. Except that defensive touchdown was huge.
That was the play of the game.
That is huge. That's 7 points. And then the kickoff or the punt,
return
for like 60 yards set up.
That got down to like the 5.
True.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Those two factors.
Huge factors.
And then that offensive line. Come on. Mahomes, I mean, he just... NFL wants him to be the face of it. That's garbage. Anything else?
Anyone else? I got something else.
You want to say?
I'm sorry. I'll say one thing. Jalen Hurts is much better looking.
Well, yeah. He's a handsome guy.
Jalen Hurts is a handsome, handsome man.
That's a topic for later. here's my other issue. I am so tired of you are not allowed to criticize the almighty shield of the NFL. The coach comes out and it's like, yeah, it's not one play that, you know, they just played better. It was not
threatened.
F that. If I'm the coach, I'm sitting down and going, yeah, I'm starting with this. That was the worst call I've ever seen in my entire life. You
not
can find
the Super Bowl.
Me whatever you want to find me. Okay. I understand that there's 180 plays or whatever there are in a football game. It doesn't come down to one play. But when at that juncture, you're damn right it comes down to one play.
But just let him play.
Let him play.
Even if it had.
If he tackled him or. I get it. Yeah. I would call it.
He blows him up. He pulls him down. He yeah. Okay, I get it.
It's a.
But I'm tired. You know, this like protect the shield at all costs.
No.
What is that?
They don't want to be penalized.
It bugs me. Speak the truth. That's what we're here to do.
We're here to present the truth to the world.
And I think that 90% of
about
fans
the NFL.
Well, everyone except Chiefs fans agree.
No, if you're a rational Chiefs fan.
Enjoy the victory.
You would
my
say,
team.
So what? We won. You're right.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got a good call.
Here's
don't defend the crap.
Yeah. Okay, you got gifted a Super Bowl. Take it. I would.
Oh, gall.
It's true. They got gifted the AFC Championship against
yeah.
the Bengals.
Okay,
what's
going on, man?
I get
there's
that, but
conspiracy stuff.
The Eagles' defense was
terrible.
They could not stop it. Yeah. So I'm
outcoached.
It wasn't just
they were outcoached. Andy Reid's incredible. He's incredible.
He is.
I mean, there's no denying it. What he's done is incredible. And I hate the Chiefs, but I'm happy for Andy Reid. He's got local ties. He seems like a really good dude. I'm happy for him. I have nothing against him, which is weird because he's coaching the team I hate, but he is that team. He's the reason that they won, so he's the MVP in my opinion.
Who's the dude who's on amphetamines? The guy that's like super hyper all the time.
Oh, they're running back?
Dude,
Pacheco,
it's like...
I think his name is. He got blown.
Not so, take a couple less.
He got blown up. If he was on my team, I'd love it. He was a 7th-round pick out of Rutgers.
Good for him.
So
part of it is
him.
I'm just tired of the Chiefs. You know what? I'm tired of the Chiefs. It's like with everything. I get tired of the same old teams mm-hmm. every year. You've won your Super Bowls. I want someone new.
My favorite thing was after the game, they wanted to play like victim and be like, no one believed in us.
Oh, God.
No one thought we could get here.
Who does that sound like? Georgia.
It was
the
Georgia.
Exact same
oh, no.
Thing.
It was. And I'm going, what do you mean no one believed in you? You were like the favorite out of 90% of fans. Okay, they had the Bills, but No one believed we could do it.
Okay.
Halftime. Let's go to, let's change the, I loved it. Let's, what do you think about halftime, Brian?
Am I the only one all saying default. My opinion?
Oh, we'll say, I'll give you mine.
Oh, gall. I loved it so much. I loved how, don't, no.
I didn't say it. I didn't say a word.
Loved it. I loved how simple it was, that it was just her. I loved that it wasn't like a million people coming in, because I liked last year's when it was Snoop Dogg and Eminem and like all, but I felt like it was too much. I liked that it was just her. I think she looked amazing. She sounded amazing. I loved it. I loved it, loved it, loved it, loved it, loved it.
Okay.
I'm right. Everyone knows I'm right. Don't even listen to what they have to say about it.
I didn't say a word.
I haven't said anything.
You can't even be pleased with a half. You are never pleased with a halftime show.
That's true.
He's never pleased with a halftime show.
There's been a couple. I thought Bruno Mars killed it.
Who?
Bruno Mars. I thought he killed it.
See? He can't be pleased.
That's true.
We need Black Sabbath. We need to bring Ozzy back. Bring Black Sabbath back. You all know what I'm talking about. That would be the coolest freaking halftime.
Metallica and Black Sabbath.
They never have rock.
Black Sabbath.
I thought it was boring.
Sabbath, bloody Sabbath. For a song,
that'd be great. I thought the halftime show was boring. I mean, she's pregnant.
Is
yeah.
she?
Yeah. Yes. She came out and she's pregnant. So she couldn't
tell
do
in
anything.
That balloon outfit she had
she's
on.
And that was like her, that was a shock to the world that she's pregnant.
Woo, shocking. Here's my thought. I don't follow pop culture. So to me, she's been irrelevant for 15 years. She hasn't had, that I know of, anything of note. All of her songs were super old, so I'm thinking the younger generation has no idea what she's singing.
Okay, but that was Dr. Dre last year and Eminem and Snoop Dogg.
I think people know her still.
I would have liked, you don't need to bring out 50 people, but some of her songs, she's done with Jay-Z.
I'm surprised Jay-Z didn't come.
I'm shocked
Jay-Z
didn't come.
Thank goodness he didn't.
Drake, I like Jay-Z.
Some of these other, I expected it. I don't know, I was kind of bored. I thought that the puffy coat white
I like the
things
the puffy
was pretty funny. The puffy people, the marshmallow men.
Oh, the puffy people, and when she was up, elevated up there on her last song, and the whole stadium was all lit up and shine like a diamond. I loved it.
Okay.
I'm glad you liked it. I thought it was dumb. I'll just go with that. I thought the outfits were dumb. Balloon outfits. Okay. What is it? What are the odds when you
Gary,
get...
Gary, it's performance.
Okay, I like outfits, but... How about form-fitting or something nice?
Just kept waiting for a wardrobe malfunction, and it never came.
In her balloon outfit?
I don't know.
A puffy.
It's Rihanna.
Floating in the... What the...
Oh, I loved it. You two knock it off. Okay,
I thought Chris Stapleton crushed the National
Anthem. Oh, that was...
Yes, he was awesome.
Okay.
That had some soul to it.
A guitar and singing, and it was great. He killed it.
Did you like that?
I loved that.
And then who sang... Was it Babyface? Is that who sang
America the Beautiful?
He killed it too.
Yeah.
And it was simple. Now, I understand you can't do that during halftime, but their performances were better for me.
Yeah. All right. Just name a commercial that you liked. I don't want to take a bunch of time on commercials, but was there anything that you
Your
liked?
Your favorite one?
My favorite one?
Go ahead. I'm trying to
The
remember.
Breaking Bad one was the best commercial. Oh.
I don't watch Breaking Bad. So
if you don't watch Breaking Bad, you don't get it.
You
but if you're a fan of Breaking Bad,
oh yeah, that
commercial
was a good one.
Perfect. It was perfect. Bring back Tuco. It was so good. And Walter White. it was great.
It was classic. I gotta watch that whole thing again.
It was awesome.
I liked the Will Ferrell, the Netflix that, one. That one was
the
funny.
Will Ferrell was good.
I liked the Ram commercial that was what?
The EV.
Premature electrification.
That was great.
Come on.
I thought that was hilarious.
That was funny.
What was your favorite one?
I don't even know what it was selling.
Well, that's the problem.
I don't know what they were selling, but it was the one with the dog that was young and then it became old.
That's your favorite one?
I was crying almost.
That's
over
my
there.
Least
I had like
one.
A tear. I thought it was emotional.
By the way, do you know the dog was a brown lab named Bear? His name was Bear in the commercial.
How do you know that?
How do you know that?
His name was Bear in the commercial.
How do you know that?
Because it says in the commercial.
See, that was my worst commercial because I have a brown lab named Bear.
I know.
And I have an old lab.
I'm just saying, I liked it.
Oh, I hated it because it was me. I don't want to be crawling in a ball sobbing on the floor when I watch a commercial.
There were some good ones this year.
I don't know what they sold.
It was for a dog food to keep your dog
healthy.
Healthy.
Okay.
I mean, that was sad. That one was rough.
What was your worst one?
So the worst one, is it Tubi? The Tubi, whatever that.
Oh, that like switched your TV.
It didn't. That's not my worst, actually. That one, it got a lot of people. I knew what they were doing. The worst was those one, the same brand with the freaking bunnies. The nightmare bunnies?
James has nightmares now of the...
Those things were creepy.
The bunnies throwing you down a hole.
Yes, and they're dragging people out of their cars. Fortunately, my kids weren't watching. That one was creepy.
I think one of my...
Oh, by the way, Alicia Silverstone was in one of them. I used to love her. Clueless. She looked good.
She was hot.
She was hot. She looked good.
One of my least favorite was the M&M's because it's Maya Rudolph. And I like Maya Rudolph, but I didn't get this whole... The M&M's are gone and now they're back and somehow Maya Rudolph is selling clam candy.
I don't know.
Candy.
I didn't get it. I don't like her.
That was dumb. Do you have a least favorite?
I don't remember enough of them.
How was your favorite, the dog dying commercial?
That was my least favorite. It was too sad.
Well, okay, favorite. I don't know. I liked it. Of course.
What about Tony Romo?
I've got two dogs. I've got an old dog that's going to die any day.
Labrador. Then I think that would be sad.
It was just the emotional part of it.
I can't think about it. Like, I can't think about it.
I'm sitting there going, oh, I'm going to cry. I gotta take a drink. I got to
take a shot of whiskey.
Okay.
It's just allergies, I swear.
Should we move on?
Yeah, let's
Super Bowl
move on.
Truth.
All right, that was Super Bowl.
That's Super Bowl. It was a good game. Screw the Chiefs.
Now football is over.
Ugh. I'll say this, just real fast.
Oh, no.
No. Here's the thing. The city of Philadelphia, people are feeling bad for the city of Philadelphia because their MLS team made it to the finals and lost. Their Major League Baseball team made it to the finals and lost. Then the Eagles make it to the finals and lost, right? So people are like, oh, the city of losers. Do you know what I would do for the Raiders to make it to the Super Bowl? Just make it. They can lose to the Eagles. Fine, whatever. Oh. Do you know what I would do? Hell, for the Raiders to make the playoffs. No.
They made the playoffs last year.
I know, and then they lost.
Dude!
That's how angry I am about it.
He can't. Shaking everything.
I would do things.
What's in that? What do you got?
It's water.
Two Red Bulls?
No, it's just water.
Well, it's in Vegas next year, so.
There's a zero chance the Raiders are making the.
0% chance.
All right.
Anyway, that's my.
Let's talk some
Utah,
Pac-12, and college ball. So I asked you before we started recording if you had listened to the Bill Riley Cam interview just a few days ago.
No.
So he asked.
Who's Bill? Riley?
Yes.
Oh.
Him.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, sure.
The voice of the youth.
What's the injury? Uh-huh. We all assumed what it was, and it was an ACL. Yeah. He's had a surgery on it in January.
Yeah.
He's in California right now rehabbing. His plan is to be ready for fall camp, which is okay because
he doesn't need spring ball
at this point. You know,
yeah.
Other guys need to get the reps and so forth. But he said everything went well, you know, and all that kind of stuff. But the interesting thing that he did say, Bill asked him, had you made your mind made up whether you're coming back or not prior to the injury? You go, yeah, I'd made my decision like a couple of weeks prior to the Rose Bowl that I was coming back to play. So I know there was speculation he was going to the NFL and the injury, and he goes, well, now I've got to come back because my stock just went down. But he'd already made that decision. But
that's good.
I had heard that too, that he was coming back. Him and Kincaid were both coming back.
Keithy.
Kincaid, yeah, he's gone. But Keithy, I had heard before the Rose Bowl that they had made up their mind. So that's good. It's nice that he had made up his mind to come back and that an injury didn't force it. That's good.
Yeah, good interview. I mean,
you know, I'm with you. I mean, if he comes back, even partially for fall camp, he knows the offense, he knows the team, he's the guy, he gets in game shape.
That's the biggest concern is getting
spring ball's not a big deal, but get ready by fall.
Getting in game shape. Just rehab that baby and get to 100%. That's all that matters. That's it. I mean, Florida at home, week one, that's going to be a cakewalk. So we don't even, like, Just kind of be ready.
I think it's the same surgeon. The guy's well known, really one of the top guys apparently in California. He did Keithy's knee.
I know.
Oh, interesting.
I knew that. He did Aaron Rodgers' knee like, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, whatever it was.
Man.
He's done a lot. And in fact, he said he was talking to Rodgers at the rehab or
that's cool.
The office that he went to, stuff like that.
Man, the ACL, I remember when I was younger, ACL, I mean, that was career ending for some dudes. That was it. You tear your ACL, your career is never going to be the same. Now it's 6-9 months rehab.
Gale Sayers.
You're back. People don't even know who he is.
What?
He's a football.
Oh, okay.
He's a footballer.
Oh, my gosh. You see? The younger generation.
Oh, no. We're ruining everything.
A quarterback from before they threw the ball.
All right. Breaking news.
Do we have breaking news?
Wait a minute.
No, you don't have...
That's not.
All right, breaking news.
Okay, breaking news. What is the breaking news, sir?
Hold on.
I'll do it on
my
it.
Phone.
No, just go.
We should have done this before.
Give us the breaking news.
Andy Ludwig is staying, people.
You probably know it by now when you see this.
Well, yeah, by the time we post this, but we know everybody should know at this point. He was interviewing for Notre Dame. He was out there visiting last weekend, but it just got announced tonight, Monday night, that he's staying.
How's that?
Well, we already said it, so it's you're too late.
I tried.
That's not it.
No, I think this is fantastic news.
Great.
Was very worried about him leaving just because we have a big year coming up. We have a lot, you know, just a lot. And having him leave would leave a big hole, I think. And so this is fantastic for us. The continuity of him staying, he is a great coordinator. Now we don't have to worry about the unknown and who we're going to bring in and all that stuff and who else is going to leave. It's great. So Ludwig is staying, breaking news, as of tonight.
I'm thrilled. I was really, I thought he was gone.
I did too.
I thought he was gone. When he's being courted by Notre Dame, there's pictures of him at a Notre Dame hockey game.
Yeah, I saw that.
You know, and Notre Dame's got crazy deep pockets. They can do things that other universities can't. And so, by the way, the narrative is that the buyout was too great. BS. That's bullcrap.
You think so?
Yeah, don't buy it. Notre Dame could write a check for $40 million for a buyout, not even blink an eye. So don't buy that narrative. It's Andy Ludwig's.
I don't know. I don't know.
Anyway, it's wonderful for everything you just said because it's the same offense. It's the continuity. And Ludwig is a phenomenal coordinator. Coordinator. I was going to say quarterback.
Coordinator.
He's phenomenal. And he fits what Whittingham wants to do. That's the most beautiful thing is the offense and the defense work very well together. So changing that would have sucked. Cam coming back.
And the guys having to learn.
Everybody having to. Yeah. That's great.
That's what you're saying, the continuity of it.
Yeah. Ludwig is frustrating sometimes. We get frustrated sometimes. But the way our offense has improved the last couple years, we're just on that upward trajectory. And so we would have seen a drop-off if he had left. So,
well, and it's great. It just proves Utah is a better program right now than Notre Dame. That's all this proves.
Boom.
I mean, that's just what it... Don't. That cheapens my joke.
No, that's exactly when that would come up.
I know, but it makes it seem like it was like scheduled.
How about?
Yeah, that's what he wants.
That's what I want.
He just wants the laughs. That's all he wants.
I'm sad.
I think it's. Well, let me say this. I heard we have like 17 starters coming back. Is that right?
I don't know the number. Man, I hope that sounds about right, though.
I think that's right. So,
wow.
We have a lot of guys coming back.
At a 22,
yeah.
17.
17, I think that's what I heard. I'd have to verify that.
Well, and we haven't.
Wow.
I don't think we've recorded since the news that Bernard is coming back.
We haven't.
Yeah, that's right.
Which that really surprised me. He entered the transfer portal, and then he was allowed to come back, which that does not happen.
No, Whittingham has said he does not allow that.
No, he allowed it with Jalen Dixon a couple years ago.
That was different. That wasn't that Jalen wanted to go test the waters. Jalen had some things going on, so he left the program and then came back.
But whatever circumstances are, Whittingham has said this is not something that we allow. It has to be a very special player. So Bernard is coming back, which I think is great.
Okay, I get, yeah, it is. And that's, well, it's part of it with the Ludwig thing. I guess what I was getting at, I don't know how many offensive guys left or and went to the transfer portal. We lost our center, whatever. The point is, we do have a veteran team coming back, actually with a lot of great recruits and stuff coming in. We'll talk about that in a second. But so now we don't have to adjust anything with a new OC.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Everybody's coming back. So when you come into spring ball, new guys can get acclimated. And then into fall ball, everybody is already, I mean, we're already ready to go.
Yeah.
Just tune up and let's roll. Man, I think it's great. Did I was worried about it, actually.
Did you see the Pac-12 statement or Pac-10 statement today basically saying, yeah, we're all still in this together? And
what do you make of it?
Well, yeah, but they said we about have media deals. That was the big part.
Is yeah, the media deals. The fact that we don't have one yet does make me nervous.
I hope it's true, though.
That's my thing. I think it is, personally. I don't know if I buy it. If a team gets an offer, if Utah got a better offer, think our loyalty is going to stay to the Pac? I don't know. And you think Oregon, all these schools, I just don't know. I mean, I appreciate that they put it out, but I don't buy it.
I buy it.
Okay.
I don't. It's words.
But let me ask this. Let me ask this question just off the cuff. You made that, so you make that comment, and you're right. If the Big Ten, said, "Come on over," yeah, I'm in. But the reality is, kiss goodbye any chance of winning the league
for a while.
I'll be dead and buried before that would happen.
That's not too long though.
You mean a couple of years?
Like 4 or 5 years. Keep drinking that Mountain Dew even, Red Bull cocktail. It's going to be sooner than later.
Jeez.
Is there a Red Bull in that?
What do you think?
Oh, my gosh. <I'm just drinking. laughs>
But we won't even sniff.
True.
It would be so hard versus, okay, if we stay in the pack, new 12, whatever it ends up being.
Pack new 12.
We would have a better shot. Because yes, with the playoff system,
yeah,
we would have a better shot at getting to the playoffs.
Agreed. Going to the Big Ten hurts our chances of going to the playoff immensely. They've got 4 other teams already, and not even including USC.
Throw USC.
So, it does.
Sick to say, but
I hope it stays. I hope all these teams stay. I hope maybe we add a couple more. Hope we get an awesome media deal. I have hope for all these things. I just don't think that statement today, it doesn't give me a lot of comfort. I still don't.
It's a
until something is signed on the dotted line.
I agree.
I'm not gonna buy it.
I hope. I don't know. I still think
Pac-12, Big 12. I can still see the Big 12 stealing some teams now that Texas and Oklahoma are leaving. I can see that, and then all of a sudden
they were always leaving. It's just happening
It's just happening sooner. But I can still see, and I'd be a fan of that. That if the Big 12 became the Big 16, let's say. I mean, that would be great. That would be a great conference. So we've talked about this before. Okay, but
we'll see what happens.
I don't put any stock into that statement at all. I think it's pretty hollow. I think they have to say something. But
we had a statement we want to discuss. Bryn, do you have that statement? We have a statement.
Our favorite person.
Breaking news again.
Breaking news.
Our favorite whiny little crybaby. Well, one of our.
You got to be more specific.
One of our favorite whiny little crybabies, Mr. Caleb Williams. Okay, you know what? The fact that you're still harping on this 2 months later, get over it, dude. Utah beat you.
Is this the rant?
Why not?
This is the rant.
I'll sit back then.
Basically, his quote is, "The outcome could have been a little different if I was healthy that last game, and I truly believe that." So he's saying if he was healthy, they would have beat Utah. Well, your defense couldn't stop anybody. Coulda, woulda, shoulda. Get over it. We beat you twice. Get over it. Stop whining like a little baby. Golly, it's so annoying. I almost said a different B word, but I didn't because this is a family.
It would have been appropriate.
A family show.
I mean, what kind of comment is that?
About it.
Yeah, two months later?
Boo-hoo. Guess what? Cam wasn't healthy. Kincaid basically had a broken back, was still playing. He sucked it up and still played. You could have sucked it up and still played. Oh, you did, and we still beat you. I can't with this whining. Like, the whining just drives me insane. Man up and move on.
Kind of. It doesn't surprise me he would say that, though, does it?
No.
It's kind of the attitude you get.
It's the USC attitude.
If he had said the other, like, hey, they played a great game. They beat us.
Yeah, there's no credit to Utah. No. There's nothing. It's just, well, if I had been healthy, we would have won. Bull crap.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Your butt. That's what happened.
Maybe your defense should tackle somebody.
Hey.
I mean, hey, look, here's my point. You lost to Tulane, and you were healthy.
Yeah, he played in that game
magically,
just fine.
2 weeks later or whatever it was, you're healthy enough to lose to Tulane. So I don't want to hear it.
Mahomes was hurt. He just won a Super Bowl. So boo freaking
Mahomes
who, Caleb Williams.
Butt all the time, and he just won a Super Bowl.
Exactly. So. Like, everyone was injured by the end of the season. Nobody cares that you were injured. God, I'll get over it. I can't stand
it. Wouldn't have mattered. I'm just saying. Wouldn't have mattered.
It wouldn't have mattered.
You have to hit our USC button for that rant.
Oh, speaking of USC.
USC, what happened?
I've missed that so much.
I know.
Caleb?
USC, what happened?
We kicked your butt.
That's what happened.
That's what happened.
Move on.
Let's talk some recruiting. We don't have to get specific on some stuff, but let's talk about it. It's kind of interesting. Actually, it's kind of exciting because sometimes I don't really, you know,
it's hard to get bogged down in it. I know. It's a lot. That's how I feel. Anyways.
Well, let me read. I'll just read a couple things, get the discussion going, tell me what you think. But this is from Steve Bartle. He writes, he writes for Ute Zone, I think some others. He's a freelance writer and so forth. But in his analysis, I mean, you can look it up and find it yourself, but just some things that he said that, so Utah wrapped up their class in December and finalized their highest ranked class in program history. He said, as the games and the wins have become more significant, and they have, the recruiting success has improved. Their two highest average rated classes have come over the last three cycles. Their highest coming this past season after their first Pac-12 title and Rose Bowl berth. This is significant because it shows that Utah is raising both the ceiling of their classes as well as the floor. I think that's an important comment because what it's showing is that the talent level, it's not like you're having this, the talent level's down here and you're raising the ceiling, but you still have a lot of talent, you know, less talent down here. Yeah. The whole thing is
right. Right. So when one guy goes down, the guy behind him is still a 3 or 4 star guy, which is huge.
The floor's going up, the ceiling's going up, so the whole thing's going up.
Which is why when you massive. Play... When you play a team like Ohio State in the Rose Bowl and the receivers sit out, you don't feel bad for them because the next dude up is still a 5-star guy. And Utah is starting to build that same idea, which is amazing.
It is. And he said, what's wild is that more than half the entire signing class, speaking this year, more than half of the entire signing class is rated higher than any previous all-time high mark.
Wow.
Utah finished with 13 players rated higher than the previous all-time mark, and he gives the ranking. Don't want to go into that. But that's significant.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That is.
And, which is important, this doesn't even include the 4 transfers, he names them, who are all rated higher than the previous all-time high mark for Utah. It's clear Utah took a big step forward on the recruiting trail. The program has hit their stride on the recruiting trail and continue to add promising talent to the roster. Look up the players. There is a lot of talent. So you add that. It's get better every year. And as Witt always says, it's all about recruiting. Well, it's looking good. And with the experience coming back, plus all this new talent, of which a bunch of the new guys have already enrolled.
Yeah,
solid.
They'll
new
be
there
spring ball.
Mm-hmm. In spring ball. So,
which is a huge advantage.
We're going to need it. He even mentions that. But we're going to need it because of next year is going to be quite the gauntlet. But Utah is going to be in the mix because we have talent.
All hail Kyle Whittingham.
Amen. No, it is. It's really important. I don't follow recruiting I mean, we're not the recruiting people. There's other people that, I mean, Cole Bagley, if you want to follow someone, there you go, that really get into it, right? But having followed it, a couple things stood out to me is, yeah, the everything raised up, right? It's not, hey, we landed one or two four-star guys. It was, we landed a bunch of four-star guys and then a bunch of three-star guys as well that bring everything up. And to your point, next year, the league is going to be very, very, very good. We'll get into it more as the season comes closer, but man, it's going to be, there's six teams that could win the league next year, in my opinion. So it's wow. going to be really hard.
Let me,
I'm excited.
So I pulled up the, and you can look this up from different sites or whatever.
Is Rivals?
No.
24/7
Sports. There was another one I had. I don't know where that went. But anyway, this is the final recruiting assessment rankings of all the schools. So it gives the ranking. And then, of course, 5 stars, 4 stars, 3 stars, and so forth. And, of course, who do you think is number one?
Dick Saban.
Bam. Alabama.
Of course. Alabama.
I mean, yeah, what are you going to do?
Amazing. 9 5-stars, 18 4-stars.
Jeez. They got them deep pockets in Alabama.
Then you've got Georgia. This is what's interesting. Texas is number 3.
That is interesting.
Oklahoma. That's they all. Both had.
That's it. Both those kind of surprised me. I mean, I knew they'd be high, but 3-4, I thought they'd be like
3 or 4.
6-7, but wow, good for them.
3 and 4. Oklahoma had 4, or no, Texas had 4 5-stars. Oklahoma had 3 and 14 4s. You got Ohio State at 5. They had 1 5-star, 18.
Wow.
4-star. LSU at 6. Miami, they suck. And they're 7.
They do, why do you suck.
I mean,
this isn't Miami of 2001.
Throwing that money around, I guess. I don't know.
When I had.
I can think of worse places to play college football.
I pulled up
though,
the wrong one, but it gave an NIL estimate per player.
What was Miami? $200 million a player?
Jeez. It was interesting. Shoot, I wish I pulled that one up. But anyway, Oregon is 8. They got 1 5, 19 four stars. Tennessee at 9, Notre Dame 10, Clemson, SC at 12.
You know what's crazy about SC is they didn't recruit a single defensive player. That's a
stupid
joke. That's a joke.
Bum. Oh, you got to
give a joke?
Him his. Yeah, he needs his.
Of course
his,
they try, but.
His drum snare.
When you're.
Oh, yeah.
When your coach doesn't know what defense is, why would you even recruit it? You
and just think. D coordinator's
coming
back.
The D coordinator stayed. Thank
Woo-hoo!
You.
We love it.
See you next year.
Thank you.
SC, Penn State, Florida, Texas A&M, South Carolina, Auburn, Michigan is 18.
I expect
no 5 stars.
That's a little surprising.
10 4-stars. Florida State, TCU, and at 21 in the country, Utah.
Wow.
We had no 5 stars, 8 4-stars.
Wow. 8 4-stars. And one of the big things is, we won a lot of in-state kids. I think that's really, really important. We want some dudes that are 4-star in-state guys that we were going up against big-time programs.
Anyway, that's...
All right.
Although the one dude we lost, well, one of them was...
Pull that up.
Yeah, but we'll never see him. He's going on a mission.
I know, it's true.
Lions? I thought he was going to Georgia.
Norvey?
Yeah. Okay, here's some fun.
I don't
I'm going to have some fun with this one.
Oh.
So 29 in the country, according to this, was Colorado. Shall we talk about Coach Prime for a moment or two? They
I'm
had
so
1 5-star.
Sick of it already. My God.
1 5-star, and it's the corner.
That was going to Miami.
Going to
flipped.
Miami. He switched.
Okay.
They got 3 4-stars. One 5-star, a corner, and 3 4-stars, and 15 3-stars.
Man, not according to social media, you think they would have 15 5-stars.
So let's analyze something here.
Wow.
They sucked.
They won one game.
I don't know
game.
What the portal is, so that part of it.
Yeah.
Okay, but still.
What does it say?
They sucked. I'm already so sick of Prime.
Well, I'll give him this, though. The transfer rank was number 4.
Does it give?
Yeah, I remember hearing that, that they, the transfer portal elevated their whatever it is.
Okay,
but
you're telling me they
like
go
you,
from 1-11 to, what, you're going to win 4 games this year?
No, they act like they're going to win the conference. That's how you're acting because you have Coach Prime now. Look, I get it. He's charismatic. He's got the energy. He's all of that. I get it. You're not going to walk into the Pac-12 and suddenly win the conference. Have you seen the teams that are coming back next year? We just said.
Even Utah's going to struggle.
Well, yeah. I don't even know that Utah will be in the running. Like, it's...
Yeah, we will.
Okay, but you know what we're saying.
It's going to be rough just because Coach Prime came in.
Okay, but here's the thing. I still want to know what his motive was, number one, to go to Colorado and Boulder.
Stepping stone. He's going from Colorado to SEC school.
I think that's what he's looking for. But you have to look at it this way. He has to blow smoke.
Yeah.
Because who wants to go play at a football team that was absolute garbage?
They've been garbage for a decade.
They were bad. Uh-huh. And then go to Boulder on a bad team. So he has to go in there and make it sound like, you know, we're going to be in the national championship game next year. That's what he's doing.
Well, he's a good salesman.
He's a great salesman. And everyone's just presuming his son's going to be the next great thing.
What?
Really, you think
State?
So?
Who knows?
Big deal.
And so I think it's a bunch of crap. I think we've all seen, or you should have seen, I think it was, I don't know which coach it was.
It was a defensive coordinator or something.
Defensive coordinator screaming at all the guys.
Stand up! Sit down! Stand up! Sit down!
I'm going, military? What is this, the military?
It's not Air Force.
God, it was so cheesy.
He was at the wrong
it was
Colorado
cheesy.
School.
So here's the one thing, and you told me this, or said this, on Twitter, that all the Pac-12 schools are hating on Colorado.
It has done one thing, and that is galvanized the Pac-12.
So
Pac-12
can all be unified.
Even USC fans,
welcome. Oregon fans.
We can all hate them because it is so cheesy. And you're right. You can do all the social media, and I can stand on my balcony and smoke a cigar, and we got the number one corner. At some point, the rubber's got to meet the road, and you got to go play some of these teams. And I just can't wait. November. Rice Eccles, Utah's going to beat them by 45 points, and it's going to be beautiful. I'm so excited for it. And they're going to go, like I said, 4-8.
Okay, count up. Here's Colorado's schedule.
Okay, let's
Prime,
go.
Prime, Coach Prime, they go to TCU.
Oh, okay, well, that's a loss. Jeez.
That's how they start?
They play TCU.
Well, the first game.
It's their first game.
They're going to get beat by 50. Nebraska,
who knows?
Colorado State, that's not going to.
Who knows? Colorado, I mean
Oregon. Okay, USC, well, okay. Arizona State, Stanford, UCLA, Oregon State, Arizona, Washington State, Utah.
I don't think you win anything.
Worse record than last
time. I don't think you win a game.
I mean, Arizona State's dog water.
Who knows?
Sorry,
no. Arizona State. Even Arizona was getting better.
Arizona will beat them.
Like,
that
gosh.
Is, I mean, that's every team in the
every
Pac-12.
Team, right, the I'm just saying.
They have Stanford. That's a win.
Oh,
where
knows?
Is
they have
where,
a new coach now? Who knows?
Yeah, they play Stanford there. Hey, who knows?
Anyways.
That makes me happy, though.
Well, this will be the last
time more about
time
it,
we
Prime.
Talk about.
But I guess the point I'm saying is, I know USC fans who listen to us probably don't like us very much, and we have some stuff that we say in Oregon and so forth. Anus you and everybody else. But one thing, we can all come together easily on the fact that we want to kick the crap out of Coach Prime and Colorado. Because it's annoying.
I will be cheering against Colorado in every single one of those games. Just because of this social media presence. It's obnoxious. Annoying. Even Anus you. I
Whoa.
I'm not sure. I'll have to see the circumstances.
We'll see.
When you're watching the game, then that's when it really you figure out who you're cheering for.
Yeah,
but
Prime, I don't know if I can cheer for him.
Not after this.
Obnoxious.
I liked him. I liked him as a player. I like his personality. But hey, when you come into the league with a garbage team and you're acting like you're the next best thing, come on, have some
some respect.
I'll say this. When Lincoln Riley came over, it was like, oh crap. because he had had a ton of success. He'd had Heisman Trophy winners, and it was like, are you freaking kidding me, right? Prime came over, and I was like, really? Really?
Okay, now, we have our issues with Lincoln.
Crybaby. Crybaby 2.0.
Okay, but you have, Riley. When he rolled in, he did nothing like this.
No.
Lincoln Riley rolled in.
Brought dudes.
Just did his thing and had a successful year because that's the way you do it.
Well, he didn't need to. Didn't need the smoke.
It's just.
He brought dudes in and went, we're going to win. And that's what they did, except for a couple of games. Two of them.
Remind me.
That mattered.
Prime's a snake oil salesman. He's making these young men think, yeah. He's just jacking them up with excitement.
Does the excitement stay, though, when you're 1-6 and you're
0-7? I'm telling you what.
Blown out so much.
I do, too. I'm cheering so hard against him.
Just to. All right.
Okay.
Let's conclude this. Well, Bryn, playoffs.
Okay. So here's.
Here it is.
I'm putting Gary on the spot tonight because he always puts us on the spot. So
what
a jerk. You have to rank your favorite sports playoff. So that what I'm talking about is like
easy.
The playoff and then the championship game. So
well,
NFL, CFP, NHL, March Madness, that's what I'm talking about. Like the playoff experience and then the championship game. Your favorites.
Let's see.
So you can rank them. Are you going first?
You want me to go first?
Go ahead.
Okay. I think it's the number three. I'll go three is college football playoff.
Okay.
For me. Up to this point, I don't know what the 12 team thing's going to be like.
It'll change.
I'm just going to say my experience with it right now because I'm sick of the same. You know, every year it's at least two teams that we've seen a million times. Sick of it. Okay, but it would be college football playoff. It'd be NFL playoffs. I particularly like the first, wild card games.
The first two weekends are
first
great.
First couple, I love those games. As it thins out, you know, it's different. But I do like the NFL. And for me, I love the NHL playoffs. You have to win 16 games, which is 4 7-game series to win the cup. I know people don't watch hockey or know anything about hockey, but that's when it is ramped up. It's a grind. A lot of those series go 7, and it's 7, 7, 7s. It's hard to win. I love it. I love the hockey playoffs for a couple of months. That's my number one.
Okay. Am I going?
Go ahead.
Okay, well, I'm going to go down because that's easier for me. I agree with you. NHL playoffs. And if you don't watch Stanley Cup Finals,
you're an idiot.
No, you've missed out. Watch this year, and I've converted people to be a hockey fan. Just sit down and watch the playoffs because it is a rough gauntlet, and just to watch some of those games, it's so impressive. So NHL is my number one. Actually, March Madness is my number two. I love March Madness because it's typically different every year. You've got those Cinderella teams. You've got the unexpected upsets, things like it's more exciting than what you get with some of the other playoffs. Probably NFL's third, CFP's fourth, but that might change depending when they change it. I just don't like the way the playoffs are right now. And then after that, I mean.
Yeah. Before you get in there, though, let me make a clarification. I think it would speak for us. Well, you can tell me. I'm not saying which sport I would is number one.
No, it's their
playoffs.
The
we're talking about the playoffs.
Yeah.
The playoffs.
So that I think that's a distinction.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I like college football more than the NFL.
Agreed. I do too.
And I'm very excited for the new expansion. I think that's going to greatly benefit. The games have been really hit and miss. This year's college football playoffs up until the championship game were awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, those two.
Those first two games, those are some of the best football games I've seen all year. So
yeah.
I actually have the same exact list as Gary. The problem with the NFL and college, it's one game. It's one game. Right, you get a bad call, you don't play your best, you know, all those sorts of things. It's one game. The NHL is the best. It's the physicality, the toughness. By game 6 and 7, these dudes hate each other's guts. Right, I mean, and especially like third, fourth round, They got black eyes, broken jaws.
They've played six overtimes in one game.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I mean, there's guys
sprained ankles and no one talks about it.
Boo hoo. Yeah.
Teeth are gone.
You show me a hockey player who goes, if I had just been healthy, we would have won.
I mean, hips are getting blown out and he's crawling himself off the ice because he doesn't want the whistle to blow. It's unbelievable. And so that's my favorite. And if you're not a hockey fan, do it. Do it. Turn it on. It starts in April and
stick with it.
It's great.
We'll do some. We'll
talk
some
about it. I'll just say this. If you're curious, turn on an Oilers game and watch Connor McDavid, number 97, and just go, okay. He's just unbelievable. Every time he touches the puck, it's incredible. So hockey is the best. And then other sports I don't really pay attention to. March Madness.
Yeah, I like
it. The first couple games, it's fun. And then I don't really care. It's been hard because the Utes haven't been relevant.
That's true.
So I don't know. March Madness is fun to watch. Which, shout out to the Utah basketball team. Hey, I wasn't expecting them to as well.
Do you think they'll make the tournament?
No.
I don't, unfortunately.
I don't. Unless they have just an unbelievable run in the Pac-12 tournament and have some upset. It's been a fun season. Shout out to the women's team.
Oh, they're number four in the country.
Which is... Well done. Great. They're some of their four. Games.
Yeah.
And then shout out to gymnastics, too. Number four in the country. It's an awesome time right now for Utah athletics.
All right. Anything? Should we call it?
Call it.
For this episode, thanks, everybody. We do appreciate and we do like the comments. We like the interaction.
Gary loves them.
Leave us your comments.
You rank your playoffs and tell us what you like.
What
the
we
most.
Talked about. Even Chiefs fans, let us know.
you two are going to get...
Nah, it's fine. I can handle it.
I know the truth, so I can handle it.
It's the truth.
All right.
Go Utes.
Go Utes.
And Brendan, comment. I miss you.
Brendan.
I miss you.
Where you been, buddy?
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.